USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House prosecutors have wrapped up their impeachment case against former President Trump in his Senate trial. The lead manager, Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin, quoted Thomas Paine's Revolutionary War pamphlet, The Crisis, as he tried to sway reluctant Republican senators.
Everyone who stands with us now will win the love and the favor and the affection of every man and every woman for all time. Tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered, but we have this saving consolation. The more difficult the struggle, the more glorious in the end will be our victory.
There's only a single charge for Trump in the trial, incitement of insurrection, after a mob of his supporters attacked the Capitol on January 6th. Five people died during the riot, including one woman who was trampled to death by the crowd. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Six people were killed in a massive 130-vehicle pileup on an icy interstate in Texas. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
Dozens of others have been rushed to local hospitals following the weather-related accident that was spread across about a mile of the icy roadway. Freezing rain and sleet fell overnight, causing for dangerous driving conditions. Police tell us several 18-wheelers were in the massive pileup, including one FedEx truck that was videotaped from the opposite side of the interstate slamming into the massive pileup. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
President Biden has officially ended a national emergency declaration at the U.S. southern border that allowed former President Trump 2 years ago to divert federal funds to build his border wall. Biden said Trump's incorporation of the National Emergencies Act to get the border wall funding was unwarranted. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The Justice Department unsealed conspiracy charges against five people associated with the Proud Boys and asked that a member of the Oath Keepers be held in bond in filings related to the January 6th riot at the Capitol. Authorities arrested William Cressman, Louis Colin, and Christopher Cooney in Kansas City while taking brother and sister Corey and Felicia Conald into custody in Arizona. The five were charged with conspiracy, civil disorder, obstruction of an official proceeding, knowingly entering or remaining in a restricted building, and disorderly conduct on Capitol grounds. The complaint states that the group moved closely to each other as they led rioters through the building. It also states that Cooney carried tactical-style gear, including helmets and gloves. Cressman was also seen with a respirator and a wooden axe handle, which was disguised as a flag. So far, more than a dozen members of the Proud Boys have been charged in relation to the insurrection. The Justice Department has also issued a memo requesting that Jessica Watkins, a member of the Oath Keepers militia, be held without bond, as she undertook extensive efforts to recruit and train members of the militia for the riot. They say that Watkins coordinated a quick reaction force outside of Washington, D.C., and that a search of her home in Ohio found protective equipment and battle gear, as well as respirators, pool cues that were modified to be batons, zip and cable ties, and recipes to make destructive devices. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.